Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons and Dummies, a weekly podcast following a group of friends as they battle across a homebrewed world called Interiath in Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition. Step into the mystical world of Interiath and follow as our party of dummies adventure across the lands. Tali Grug, half orc, half fighter, the mystery, played by Taylor. The Eclarian Shadow, half elf ranger from the Eclarian Mountains, played by Seth. And Alirlock Bloodhair, a Harrigan cleric, played by Joey. Last but not least, the creator of our beautiful world, the man of many voices, and our dungeon master, Sam. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Thank you so much. If you are a new listener, an old listener, if you've made it all the way on this journey, or if you're just checking out what we have to offer, we are so glad for you to be a part of this awesome campaign DM'd by Sam, Unstable Evolution in the World of Interiath. I want to give you all an update on a very special project that we're working on. We are going to be releasing a Patreon in a few months, which would be our two-year anniversary. On August 23rd, we're going to be releasing this Patreon. It's going to have an all-new secondary campaign, a full-length, long-running campaign in a homebrewed setting, DM'd by me, Taylor. We're going to have the normal cast of characters that you hear on our regular show here, and I'm really excited. We've already started playing and recording, so we're getting those episodes edited and ready. It's going to be a little bit of a unique twist, I think, in the D&D podcast world. It's going to consist of two main players. Seth and Sam will be our main two PC player characters. But we're going to have a rotating cast of other PCs. The first thing that you're going to get is that homebrewed campaign, which is going to be called Primal Lands. Another thing that we're going to offer is you're going to be able to get all of our episodes 1 week early. So the podcast that you're listening to right now, you'll be able to get it 1 week early. You'll get files for our homebrewed items and monsters. So things that we use that you can take to your home game, things from this campaign, Unstable Evolution, things from our bonus campaign called Primal Lands. We wanted to bring things that we feel like are useful to you guys as tabletop RPG players. We're also going to give access to all of our Patreon members to a Discord channel that we are a part of, so you can interact with us, give us direct feedback. All of us will be on that Discord, and you can also interact with other people in the community, so other folks that listen to the show. And the most exciting thing that I wanted to share is that our Dungeon Master Sam has a 3D printer that he uses for his home games and for our characters, things like that, that we use in our games. You've never gotten to see those, although we did do a giveaway a while ago where we sent out some painted miniatures. But one of the ideas we have for our Patreon members is mailing you actual physical 3D printed miniatures from our games. So our characters, favorite NPCs, favorite monsters, the big bads, all of those things. And we're super, super excited about that. It's not something I've seen on any other Patreon. So we'll be able to send those directly to you. So if you want to use them in your game, if you wanted to use Tali Grug as an NPC or a big bad or a mini boss, that would be freaking amazing. And we hope you share it with us if you do that. If you wanted to use Leech, everybody's favorite goblin NPC in your game, and kind of expand the world of the D&D and Dummies universe, that would just make our day. So we want to share that kind of stuff with you guys, give you things that you can be excited about in your game, both physical and content. So stay tuned. We're going to have some more info there. Check out dndndummies.com for updates and info. That also has links to all of our social media where we post different things like that. So stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening. Just to give a little bit of an extended recap, get you caught back up to where we are right now. In the last several episodes, we finally made it out of the Underdark. We finished up our business with the Kreetox, and we went all the way back to Bilyatok. When we arrived in Bilyatok, we met with a group of adventurers there, that Bushi referred to as the Ace Team. One of the members of the Ace Team noticed with some powerful magics that Talik was being scryed upon. There was an eye floating above his head. We still haven't picked up any leads on that. We dispelled that scrying magic, and we got orders from Bushi that the Baron of the town Oakrajest, Baron Karnor Shunfire, had requested help with mutated creatures disturbing his town. Now, Oakrajest is a few days' journey north. It is on the very edge of Mexim, which is the home of the orcs, and Oakrajest is a heavily fortified, walled city full of badasses that are used to fighting off orcs. But this specific problem of mutated creatures is one that we are experts in. So the party, Talik, Shadow, and Lirlock made the journey up to Oakrajest. After fiddling around in town, getting some rest at the inn, they met with the Baron, who described a valley north of town that is full of mutated creatures, and he asked us to clear out that valley because those animals are causing issues in his town. And namely, he told us about thundering aurochs, a type of bison-goat hybrid creature that is causing great distress with the sound of their thundering hooves. So the party makes it into the Valley of Cinders and is immediately greeted by one of these stampedes. We manage to scramble up the side of a ridge to avoid these thundering, stampeding aurochs. As we get to the top, we're greeted by these strange dirt elemental people who threaten us and tell us to leave the ridge alone. So we head back down the ridge once the aurochs pass, and we make it into the next bend where we find these giant swans in a hot steam bath. As we're checking out these swans and kind of deciding our next move, Alirlock spots a glowing red rock hunched down in the hot spring. After closer inspection, it turns out not to be a red rock, as this red rock stands up out of the water, revealing itself to be a fire newt. We get into a battle with that fire newt. Just as we drop the fire newt, we've managed to avoid most of the geese or swans, whatever you want to call them. We see more newts come rushing out of a cave that we had not noticed over to the right, just next to the spring. And that is where we pick up here, with more fire newts coming rushing out of the cave, and we'll pick up in the middle of Talik's turn.
It would be the dead fire newt's turn, but he's dead. However, you hear coming out of the opening into the cave behind you, more of that guttural, flamey yelling as several more fire newts come running out of the entrance of the cave.
Oh,
it takes their whole turn just to get out of the cave, but they're coming in.
Several more, huh? Lord, okay. They're like right behind me.
Yeah, they're like 10, 15 feet away from Talik as they come rounding the corner out of this cave.
Classic old saying, stuck between a goose and a fire newt.
That's it.
You know, that old classic. It's your turn, Talik. Groog.
Yep. I'm going to turn around and take on these dudes and ignore this goose man swan in front of me.
Okay.
I'm just going to go running up to the first one in front and swing the longsword of pallid light at him with two hands.
All right.
First attack's 26 to hit. And I do 8 regular damage.
Okay.
And 5 necrotic.
Okay. He's still up.
And then on the second swing, I want to take the -5 to hit to do a +10 to damage.
All right. See what you got.
Damn, I shouldn't have done it. 12 to hit. I'm going to use a precision die to add a D8 superiority die.
Oh, that's an interesting little combo. Take the minus, but then use a precision die.
So it was 12. I'm going to roll my D8. Good one. All right, 5. So 17 to hit.
17 hits.
Gosh, so I get to add 15 to this. Because +10 and then that die.
All right. Oh my god.
So 14 plus 15, so I do 29 damage.
Wow. Jeez.
Is he alive?
Liz. Well, you didn't add your strength to that, did you?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't add the necrotic damage.
He's very dead. I was just curious what your total was.
All right, so with Great Weapon Master, since I get a kill, I get to take another hit.
Whoa, I forgot about that part of that feat.
So I'm going to run up to the next one and do a minus 5.
You haven't used your bonus action yet, right?
Mm-mm.
All right, go for it.
All right, so I got a 22 with the minus 5.
Gee whiz, okay.
Yeah, it was a 27. All right, so roll this, plus 10, 17 regular damage to the next one, and 3 necrotic damage, so 20 total damage to him.
So you cut a huge swath into this guy, but he's a hardy fellow. He's hanging on by a thread.
So I'm over to the right with 3 of these dudes.
Y'all are spread out. Y'all are each, like, how far apart are y'all? 40 feet. Y'all are all 40 feet apart, kind of in a line formation in front of this horde of creatures. All right, Alirlok, you're in the middle thick of it. You got a goose in your face. Salamander about 10 feet away.
Goose in your face. Big disgrace.
Have any of us hit a swan yet?
I believe no attempts to hit swans have even been made.
Okay.
Well, one of them got blinded. Two of them got blinded. One's still blind.
But he doesn't know who did that to him.
Yeah, I don't think geese are aware of spell casting.
I was kind of leaving them alone in favor of my buddy there that I've been traveling with, the animal pacifist.
All right, Alirlok, what are you going to do about this swan in your face? Are you going to pacify?
I'm not a pacifier. I'm going to use my bonus action to invoke duplicity.
All right. Whoa. Let me grab your little duplicate over here.
Nope. It is an action. So I use my action to cast my duplicate.
All right.
And then I am going to rabbit hop back 15 feet.
Ooh.
Without provoking an opportunity attack.
Yeah, that's slick. Slick Willy. Where do you want your duplicate? Or actually, you have control over him, so you can put him wherever you want him.
We're gonna put him, like, yay.
Oh, like where you were. So you, like, jump backwards, and it's almost like it leaves a duplicate of you there. Yeah, that's awesome.
Exactly.
There's a deep spot there. He goes in the deep spot. He likes it deep.
Hey, yo.
Oh, my.
Hey, yo!
Pause.
Okay. Pause.
Not actually pause.
Oh, okay.
I was saying pause like pause.
Trying to be like the cool kids.
Yeah, I'm being young. I'm Gen Z.
I don't even know what hell you're saying.
Well, if you say something, never mind.
Somebody says something. Yeah.
Somebody says something sus.
Sus. Then you say pause.
Yeah.
Amazing. Like pause for edit, I assume. Our constantly online culture.
More like hole up.
Oh. All right, Joey, do you got anything else?
No, that's it.
Or do you relinquish your turn?
You have
more movement if you would like to move further than your rabbit hop took you.
I am content.
Just not being in the middle of everything?
Yeah.
That's
understandable. Has anybody ever scrolled through Joey's actions and spell pages? Because it makes me feel terrible when I take so long when I look at his stuff. I would never move.
Pages.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. Well, good news is you might not have to move anymore because this guy's going to run over and try to bite you twice.
Okay.
15 to hit.
That's a miss.
Couldn't remember if your AC was up above that these days. And then a 8 to hit. Man, these swans aren't very dangerous. This one's still blind, so it's just squawking and raging for its turn. And it failed again. It remains blind. Bless its little swan heart. Attaboy. The fire newt Man,
which
we
one?
Had a lot of discussion. The one in the water by Joey's duplicate.
Okay.
First things first, he takes bleed damage. How much? You want to roll me the bleed damage, Seth?
Sure.
D6.
4.
Decent roll. He is still up, but he's got a little spittles of wet fire falling out of him.
Yeah, and he can roll a con save.
He failed.
Okay.
Alright, so this duplicate. People know it's a duplicate, but it's distracting, right? So he wouldn't try to attack it.
That correct? Is the way it reads.
Okay. Alright, so this guy is going to charge at you and try to stab you twice with his spear. Fuck. Nat 20. Here it comes. Oh, not bad. 9 damage. 9 damage. Nothing.
Well, I held that up a minute ago.
Yeah. But then he rolled a 23 to hit on his next one and did 4 damage.
Oh, yeah. I'm exactly back where I was. Cool.
This swan's turn. He is going to fly up to the top of this thing, land, and then look over towards Talik and crew and spew out another one of those blasts right up behind Talik and spew out a line. It's going to hit Talik and this one fire newt in the back. Need you to make me a dexterity saving throw. Ooh, they think I failed.
Nat 1.
Oh man. Okay, so you were going to take 8 bludgeoning damage and 5 fire damage.
Oh my. You just
get scalded by this pummel of a hot jet stream.
Just spewed all over your back.
Backshotted me.
You guys. Oh, wow. God. Dear Lord. Okay, moving on from the swan's turn. Shadow, you got a big mad swan in your face. He just tried to bite you twice.
Poor little swan. So, my Ring of Druidkind does not specify if it is an action, a bonus action, or anything.
Now, no way I made a homebrew item that doesn't define the action it takes.
I'm sure it has a cost. But
I know. Oh, shoot. It says you can cast Speak with Animals once per day, right?
So it says bestow upon yourself the ability to speak with animals as the first level spell, Speak with Animals.
Yeah, it's an action.
Okay. Shadow just looks fleetingly into this swan's eyes.
Fleetingly! Oh, air, I could speak to you, my darling. The words.
Please, Mr. Swan, don't make me cut your fucking head off. So I'm gonna let an arrow fly at the newt over there with the leer log.
Okay.
An old Newt Gingrich.
And he still has Hunter's Mark on him. 15.
A 15 hits the fire newt.
Okay, thank God. I rolled a 7. Right out loud. Okay, so 2d8s and a d6 plus 5. Oh my gosh. So that's 17 damage.
He is dead.
He's dead. And then... Is this fog flavor or is it obstructing our view?
It's flavor fog.
Flavored fog.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like cotton candy.
Nah, tastes more like sulfur.
Can I see that newt without half cover?
No. He's also at 80 feet away from you.
So?
Yeah, you can shoot 100 and some feet.
I have 150 Jesus. Foot minimum range.
Alright. Well, no, he would get a +2 to his AC. You're shooting through like 3 different rocks on the way there.
Oh, not on my screen. There's zero rocks.
Well, I mean, see that you can technically draw a straight line, but mechanically.
Sets in rare form.
He wants all the goodies.
I don't understand. I've never seen an archer intentionally shoot something besides a straight line.
Oh, okay. My god. Oh, Trevor,
he's being so ornery tonight.
He was hiding behind an arrow slit. Technically, you can draw a straight line from the arrow slit to the target.
Shadow is taking an opportunity attack from the swan.
Okay. He'll try to bite you. He's mad. Well, okay. You're going to be even madder. He rolled a 19 to hit.
Okay, that's a hit.
All right, he does 6 damage to you as you run away. He bites your little butt. He gooses you.
He gooses me in the butt, and just instinctively, I use my reaction.
Oh, no!
A level 2 hellish rebuke.
So much for not attacking him.
Oh, my
God. No longer fun. It's become murder.
18.
Oh, my God. You knew it would happen eventually, Joe. The fun could only last so long. He's still alive, technically. What kind of damage is that?
Fire.
Okay. His beefy self seems to not be quite as rebuked as you would like.
His goose is cooked.
God.
I'm using my bonus
action.
This is
the worst session ever.
I was having a lot of fun.
It's my favorite one so far.
I think it's great.
That hurt my feeling.
Oh, we all have fun in our own way. No, I'm having a blast. You guys know.
I am going to use a bonus action to move Hunter's Mark to this juicy newt.
Why is it juicy?
He's going to have a half cover because you're shooting through a Leerlock's face.
What? Okay, we're on different, different screens.
Now you're just trying to piss him off.
I'm just trying to piss you off now. He doesn't.
Rabbit hop.
Rabbit hop. Oh my god.
Okay.
No, he doesn't. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Oh, you're terrible. Not one. My highest roll tonight has been a 7.
Wait. All of that bitching about the position, moving, taking the AOO, hellish rebuke,
he did,
all of that.
He did get the hellish rebuke off. That was good.
Well, what does the nat 1 do?
Nothing. It just hits you in the side of the head.
That's I'm afraid of.
No, that is the stupidest shit. I hate stuff like that. You don't just murder your friends because you rolled a nat 1. It's like,
I'll become an elite level archer who just accidentally, without, under no duress, just shoot your friend in the face.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It is this other swan's turn. It is going to move. How much movement has it got? Oh, it's going to be real happy because it's going to run over here. And it's, swans are pretty intelligent. They're, holy shit, they have an 8 intelligence. They're almost as smart as Tolik.
Way, watch it.
Just say what the score says. He's going to spray both of you with the water jet blast. I need you both to make dexterity saving throws.
Shadow has half cover because he's behind the Leerlock. Just kidding.
Oh, wait. He's attacking us? Dexterity saving throw?
Yes.
22.
That's a success.
Hold on. I'm using my lucky footwork feature to add D4 to my dex saving throw if I fail, which I did, probably.
You did fail.
D4.
Go. And I will tell you, this could make you succeed, but it'd have to be a 4. Nope, that's not going to do it. Leerlock takes 9 bludgeoning damage and 3 fire damage, while Shadow takes half that. Alright, this fire newt is going to run in and try to stab you. All 3 of these guys are going to try to stab you twice, Taylor.
Okay.
Get ready for 6 attack rolls. Here we go.
I'm ready.
All right, first one was a 14.
Miss.
Second one is a 21.
Cast shield.
Son of a bitch. All right, what do I need to hit now? Next one's a 11. Next one's a 15. Next one's a 22?
22 misses. My AC is 23.
And the last one was a nat 2. Screw your stupid shield.
This epic acid shield like surrounds me like a bubble force field, all 360 degrees around me, and they just are wailing on it.
Yeah, they're just they're trying to stab so fast they don't even realize after the first stab that they didn't hit armor or something. They come in for a second stab and just all waste themselves trying to stab through this shield.
All right, I'm going to take first swing at the guy on the right with the minus five. That's a 19 to hit.
All right.
Oh my gosh, 22 regular damage to him.
Oh my god, he was already hurt and he's dead.
All right, I'll take a swing at the one in front. 13, I probably misses.
A 13 misses.
I get another swing since I killed one. Shield is a reaction. Does that take my bonus action slot?
Nope. No, reaction is a separate thing. Yeah, you technically get four things every turn. Action, bonus action, reaction, and free object interaction.
Okay. I'm going to take another swing at the one in front of me with the minus five to hit. That's a 19 to hit.
All right.
19 regular damage to him and 6 necrotic.
Carving through him.
Drops another one.
All right, I'm going to use action surge and take a whole nother action.
Oh my god, two more swings.
So I'm going to attack the one to my left now, the last standing newt. I've already mowed down three of them. That's a 20 to hit.
Gee willikers.
17 regular damage and 5 necrotic.
He's still up, but barely.
Damn. Okay, I'm going to swing at him without the minus five.
Dear.
16 to hit.
That's a hit.
All right. 7 regular damage and 3 necrotic. So 10 more.
So you just slash through. I imagine you just slash through all three of them in one blow. It's just like that. You just like spin around and just.
Then I turn around to the goose and I'm like, you sure you want to do this? And I'll end my turn.
Lyrlock, it is your turn. You got a goose in your ear. I mean, like, look at this image. It's literally like honking in your ear. You got your little dude man about 20 feet away from you, and a dead salamander at your feet.
I move my duplicate within 5 feet of me and this swan.
Yeah.
The way it reads is that when both me and my illusion are within 5 feet of a creature that can see the illusion, I have advantage on attack rolls against that creature. It does not impose disadvantage, like I originally said. So okay. I'm going to attack it.
Wreck that goose.
Relentlessly.
I love how we've stopped calling them swans. They're geese now.
I'm casting Inflict Wounds at third level.
Hot biscuit. Ooh, munch.
La, la.
That is a 23 to hit.
Roll the other one. You might crit, and that is a thing.
Oh my god, 20.
No, you did it!
Yes! That's 20. Big
wounds! Oh my god!
Third level, so how many die?
Oh my god. 10.
D10. 10 D10?
Yeah.
Roll it!
Let's go!
My god, all the dice!
Most powerful damage.
56 damage.
You reach out and touch this thing by the neck, and epic. Splinters of like cracks in its flesh emanate out all along its body and all along its neck up to its head, and where you grab it, its neck explodes, and this thing just collapses to the ground.
Incredible. That was awesome.
Incredible.
Highest damage dealt in a single attack this campaign. Yeah,
I think so.
Oh, absolutely.
No shot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Whew.
That was spicy.
10.
10. Man, that's great.
That was epic. Very epic.
Get wrecked, swan, not me, goose. Geese.
God. Obliterated him.
What do we got left? Three of them?
Three swans.
One's still blind, isn't it?
Yeah, as blind as hail.
Leave him alive.
All right, so this one is going to run over behind Shadow. He is going to blast you guys. I need you both to make the deck save. He's able to line you up again.
19.
This is bullcrap. 14.
That saves. You both save. Oh, perfect. So you take half of 7 and half of 5. Okay.
Okay.
So, this one's blind. He's just squawking, spewing, pissing. He's still blind.
He's pissing.
Bless his little heart. Yeah, he's spewing stuff all over the place. Alright, this one...
It's the one by me, I think, isn't it?
It's the one by you, and... He wants desperately to protect his nest, so he's gonna fight to the bitter death as he tries to eat you alive.
That's definitely gonna be a miss.
It was on a 20 and it rolled over to a 6.
Ugh. Oh,
I wanted to kill Talik. I mean, all right, Shadow, your turn.
Okay, this one up against me is hurt.
It is. It's been rebuked.
The one over by Talik is undamaged, and the blind one's undamaged.
Yes, the three blind geese.
I have no idea how much HP they have, because the leader, like, popped that other one. Like
a, yeah, like yeah, 56 doesn't really tell you what it should have.
Shadow's just kind of like, this stupid bird. And he's going to look over at the blind one, and his hunter's instinct are to go for the one that's the weakest.
Once he's decided that death is on the table.
Oh, yeah, he's hungry.
Oh, can you imagine how delicious...
Green good after this fight.
Don't eat the one that Illyrlok just inflicted wounds on.
There's something wrong with that one. That one's been tampered with.
It's got salmonella.
The one behind me is half cooked from fire damage. So the blind one. Okay, I move Hunter's Mark to the blind one. Is it a beast?
Oh no! Yeah, it's a beast.
That's a 22 to hit. So I'll roll a second hit die.
See if you get a crit.
That's a 14.
14 hits this big fat goose.
Yeah, okay. Crit!
Plump for the killing.
So that'll be 21 damage. And it will inflict a 1d12 of bleed.
Okay.
And then I'll fire another arrow with the same system. 15 to hit.
15 hits.
And rolling another hit die. Not 20.
Okay, alright. You trying to outshine Joey's single attack?
That's my understanding. Rolls.
No, I rolled two threes, a 2, and a 1. 28 damage.
Two sevens also. Complainer.
He always gripes about his rolls.
No. Alright, so you shoot one arrow into this guy, and it just like sticks him right in the breast meat, and he starts rah, 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 and he puts his head up, and as he puts his head up, the second arrow just shunk right into the top of his head, and he collapses over, dead as a doornail.
Put him out of his misery.
Didn't even know what hit him.
Yeah, he was blind. Yeah, it was a real peaceful death. Combat and terror for 20 seconds while you're blind, and then searing pain, and then it ends.
There is no pain.
Oh my gosh. All right, Taluk. I shouldn't make fun of y'all's names all the time. Talik, would you like to take your turn now? There's a goose directly in your grill, as they say, as the cool kids say.
Yes, I would like to hit him with my sword.
Swan, it's a swan.
Please,
minus 5.
Make your roll. Yeah, I've abandoned. Y'all have ruined everything.
23 to hit.
Meanwhile, Taylor's over here rolling minus 5s and still having over a 20 on the result.
It's awesome.
That's absurd.
25 regular damage and
5 necrotic. Why am I describing y'all's kills? I guess I'll keep up with it. I'll give you each one epic kill. So you slash this thing across the throat and it stumbles back a little bit and it goes to rear forward and the rot just encircles around its spine and makes it collapse to the ground.
Don't eat that one either.
Okay, and then I want to... Well, what can I do? Can I throw something since I have a second attack?
Yeah, you can throw something at him with your second attack. He's real far away.
How far is he?
60.
Let's see, how far can I throw? Oh, I get...
You'll get dizzy on it.
This is when Shadow's gonna get hit in the back of the head with the throwing axe.
Get up here. Can I get up here?
Yeah, you can get up there. Whatever.
You're like, fuck it.
Climb up a little rock outcropping. You swing up like freaking Link level of agility and just swing up there. Flavor swing.
I throw a seeker dart at the last one. 26 to hit.
Oh my god.
These poor things.
Poor things.
He fails to save.
Okay. 6 regular damage and... Oh, wow. Terrible roll. 4 lightning damage. So 10 total.
He's alive.
How? Oh my. He's been rebuked and seeker darted.
Well,
he's
I told you, he only took half Earth. Damage from the rebuking.
He's the most powerful swan on Earth.
Okay, let him describe it.
All right. I'll give you the final one. Well, he's got to hit him first.
Yeah, I may not even hit.
You do have advantage, so. I will tell you, he's looking pretty rough. His head's hanging down low.
He's on death's door.
Shadows are trying to preserve the meat while y'all are sending necrosis and toxic poison into these things.
You got a clean kill on the blind one.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what? That's We're just going to bring out the bone club. Bone
yes!
Bone club.
And we're just going to give him a good whack.
Bash his head in like Grandmammy used to do it.
Going to bring it down over the top of his skull. All
right, let's see it.
22.
22 is definitely a hit.
Okay, 9 plus the 1d6 necrotic that we're...
Is it necrotic today?
It is necrotic today.
Okay. Unfortunate.
Yeah, another necrosis one.
Yeah. Me and my duplicate sprint over, and I bring out the bone club. And in unison, my duplicate and myself both take the bone club and smash the bone club off on the top of the not swan's head and
not swan.
Smash him into the ground.
Wow. Yeah.
That
we just whomped those guys.
Was fantastic. Yeah, level 8 is wild.
That was a lot better than the horse pulping.
These were trying. They tried. Man, they got kerthwomped. Whew.
Were they trying? They were giving Taylor back shots over there in the hot tub.
Look, the swans were peaceful creatures trying to protect their nests, okay?
I blame the newts for all of this.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't gonna attack.
We're trying. They wanted to kill you. You're not sure why. All right, so what are you guys doing with these dead swans?
Shadow's going to shove all their eggs into a bag of holding. How many eggs are there?
There are 4 giant golden eggs.
Wow.
Make me an intelligence check. Just a flat check. Add your intelligence to it.
Okay.
Unless you have like appraiser's tools or gem's tools or jeweler's tools or something like that.
No, I have cartography tools. I rolled a 2.
You're not sure what they're worth, but they seem to be quite thick shelled and golden.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Those are good. Bag of holding.
I'm going to go around and collect my 3 secret darts that I threw.
Do they remain magical after being thrown?
No, but I can still keep them, right?
Yeah, you can still use them as darts. They just won't.
Yeah, I'm keeping up with them. I've thrown 3.
Okay.
I have 2 left with charges. I'm just going to search the newts and see if they have anything of value or any strange stuff on them.
They seem to have some crude weapons on them, but not too much stuff on them. They're lithe aquatic lizard creatures, so you know they like to move quickly. They've got very thick hide, you notice.
Would I be able to tell, like, do they live here, or does it look like they had just come here for some reason?
You're not sure, but make me a survival check.
Okay.
Aquatic fire creatures.
10.
That's enough. You catch a whiff of a fishy, muddy odor coming out of the cave.
Okay.
And you think there's a good chance that they might be living in that cave.
Hey fellas, somebody wanna come with me to poke into this cave?
Yeah, we can poke in for some loot.
Okay. Let's check it out.
So you guys poke your head in to the cave and you rummage around a little bit. There's some, you know, refuse and just kind of a gross little slimy area. As you're kind of kicking rocks around, you notice gleaming down in the water a glowing red-orange stone.
Hmm.
Oh, another stone to go with my other stones.
Yeah, so you reach down and pull it out of the water, and sure enough, it appears to be very similar to the stones that you found and used that have both become inert and non-inert ones, but this one seems to be active. It's got a flame essence on the inside, and Ooh. It's a firestone.
We've had one of those before.
Yeah, add it to your inventory and make sure to roll the 2d4 to determine how many charges it has in it.
2d4.
Ooh, la la. Roll those right now.
Two ones. Two.
Amazing. Absolutely. Like your rolls tonight.
Now that was worthy of being annoyed.
That's how they've all been.
Oh my god.
All right.
Incredible. All right.
And honestly, this is a good place we could patch ourselves up.
Yeah, very possible.
We do a little short rest there. Take a hot bath in the...
Oh my god, yes. Hey, I'm going to start building a fire for this giant swan, the blinded one that we killed.
Shadow's already out there plucking the swan, passing little treats to Starlight.
Oh, in the shade of the swan?
No. Plucking the swan. Period. Oh. Also passing some treats to Starlight.
I was very concerned.
Did you think the same thing, Joey? Am I crazy?
I did.
Oh no, yeah, 100%.
I got it. So.
Okay, good.
I was like,
that's somebody did.
No, that was fun. That was wild. Good night, guys.
Man,
good
later. Goodness gracious.
That was a good one.
Good night.
Find out what happens to our party next week. Check us out at dndndummies.com. And please leave us a rating and a review on your podcast app. It would mean the world to us.